The following is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Should we just f***ing head into it?
What topics are we going to assess?
I think we should have some type of like a little game plan here.
God, who cares? F***ing send it. What the f*** is going on, pussies? This is bench shenanigans.
We can't do that. It'll be all bleeped, you f***. Welcome back to another episode of Bench Shenanigans. Here with myself, Will, and I'm joined by Kit. How are you doing, Kit?
I am doing great.
Today we are we do not have Thomas. Decided to quit on us today since he's at work and then he's going to London. So
he lied.
He's choosing like partying over us. It is what it is. We're just gonna go on without him.
He lied multiple times. At the end of the last episode, he said we were going to have a guest on this episode. Sadly, we didn't get Jeff Bezos on this episode. He was too busy. And then because Thomas delivered false promises, Will and I actually decided to kick him off the show. Thomas will no longer be joining us ever.
A little bit of controversy right now, but we'll get through it.
Yeah. So how's your week going, man?
It's going well. It's a decent amount of work right now, to be honest. This essay we got is pretty, it's pretty shitty.
That is true. We are finally back in person. We've had 1 week fully in person. I think it's been a little underwhelming, if I'm being honest. What about you?
I mean, yeah, it's good to see people. I'll say that, instead of seeing them over Zoom. But I will say, I think I kind of agree with the underwhelming because, I don't know, we had that one class, I'm not going to say the name, but it was one of those classes where I feel like could have easily just went over Zoom. I know they're trying to get off Zoom.
On Tuesday?
It was like, yeah, it was just like, yeah. We sat there and just listened to a guest speaker, nothing against the guest speaker, but it was like, seems like easier on Zoom, but it is what it is.
That class is like pretty much over if you think about it. Like the next 3 weeks are presentations. The week after that is our test, like a quiz. And after that, the last 2 weeks of the class are guest lectures or guest speakers.
Yes. So basically we got like a group project and a test and then we're done, which yeah. I guess isn't that bad. Rather have that than a lot of, I don't know, many assignments, essays. So
that's true. I feel like it's also been a little underwhelming because like we had our first year all online. So now we're like second years finally going into the campus, but we never had that like first year meeting everyone aspect, like in person.
It's like I'm second year and I like, I'm just figuring out how to get around campus.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a narc almost.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's like the older guy at a party, you just like stand in the corner and keeps eye on the drinks.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird. Second year, still not really how to get around campus, but that's what COVID's done to us. Can't do much about it.
I will wear a mask. Someone wants me to wear a mask to do a job or something like that, or to go into a store or whatever. Like I have no issue, but for some reason, like wearing a mask sitting in class, it actually bothers me. I don't know why. Like
I honestly feel you. It's kind of weird. Same time, it's like, I mean, we're all vaccinated. We all just filled out
we're
all vaccinated and allegedly we're all not sick to be in there because they have to fill out the waiver, whatever you want to call it on the app.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the basketball, the intramurals we play. And it's like, allegedly, again, we're all vaccinated and we all just passed a form. I'm like,
don't even get me started on the intramurals.
I don't want to wear a mask when I'm playing about ball.
No, the mask for basketball. I'm still following the rules. Don't get that
wrong.
Oh yeah, 100%. The mask for intramural basketball, like 3-on-3. For those who don't know me, Will Thomas, and fourth teammate Singh, who's also on the baseball team. We are on an intramural team, and we have to wear a mask the entire duration of playing basketball, which I think super weird. Just because, I mean, we're sharing the same ball with the other team. So we're touching the same ball. We're touching each other when we're playing defense. You're sweating on each other. Like, what is that mask going to do?
Exactly. And like, you put the mask up, and when you, once you run or drive, the mask is down. And then
yeah,
we had a guy in one of our games be like, oh, if your mask stays down, I'm going to have to disqualify you guys.
Yeah.
So
good thing he said that towards Thomas. And that's why he's also not on this episode, because we don't allow anti-maskers or anti-vaxxers. Not that he might be either, but
yeah, Thomas is kind of a mystery nowadays.
That's true. He missed the last game and misses this episode. This guy's fizzling out. It's
kind of whack. And now he's going to London. So
yeah, why?
He might be going through it right now. We don't know, but we'll keep you guys updated.
Hard times, hard times. Do you see the new Batman movie's out? I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't see it. You see it?
No, but I really want to. I think it actually might be the best superhero movie of all time. And really? The ratings so far are like proving it.
Honestly, I don't know if you're getting mad at this, but like, I'm not a huge Marvel guy. So
Batman's DC.
I know, but like, I guess I understand that, but I consider like all the superhero thing, like Avengers and all that, like together. I guess it's Marvel DC, but like, I don't know if you're gonna like, this might be a, something might not be good for the audience.
No, I hear you, and I actually agree with you. For the most part, like, I will watch it, but I'm not like, I don't get all crazy every time a new movie comes out. Like, yes, I will watch it.
To be honest, I haven't even seen that new Spider-Man.
This is a hot take, but honestly, that new Spider-Man movie, that new Spider-Man movie was low key mid. Like, I already
saying it's the best ever. I haven't seen it. I can't say a word to it, but
I won't spoil it, even though it's been out for like a month now, at least.
So you think it's not as good as the hype and how?
No, well it did numbers, and I don't think numbers justifies everything, and that can be applied to like music, anything like that.
Yeah,
like fair. It was good, but if you watched like the three trailers that they made for it, you pretty much saw the movie. Really? If that makes sense. Like I was not surprised by really anything except the ending. The ending was kind of cool, but. The thing that I think what makes like Batman, and I don't know if you ever saw like The Dark Knight with like Heath Ledger.
I did see The Dark Knight. That's actually a great movie.
Yeah. I think what makes those movies like stand out is that I don't really view them as superhero movies. Like they're almost just like mob crime movies. Like Batman doesn't have any superpowers. He's just a dude in a suit. Like if you put Batman in normal street clothes, it's a mob movie.
Yeah, true. And honestly, I saw the latest Joker with I think his name's Joaquin Phoenix. I might be saying that wrong.
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
I thought that was really good. And like, obviously, like I said, I don't watch much when it comes to superhero type stuff.
Yeah, like that's not like a superhero movie. Yeah. That's like a.
But he's like a complete villain. I thought that was good. I also just think
yeah,
the role. Like it's just a great actor playing a role that has to be played by a great actor, and he killed it.
He lost so much weight for that role.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know if you remember the fridge scene when he like crammed himself in that fridge.
Yeah.
You can see every bone in his body.
Yeah. Or yeah, just when he has his shirt off and he stretches and his like ribs are popping out.
Yeah.
But yeah. Cool movie, in my opinion. A lot of stuff going down. Just a complete psycho.
This new Batman movie is like nearly 3 hours, actually.
Really?
Which is kind of crazy. Like, I remember seeing Endgame, which was like 3 hours, and like 3 hours seems like a lot, but when you're in there watching it, like it low-key goes by quick. I don't know about you.
Yeah, but honestly, once again, I didn't even see Endgame.
Oh my god, you're living under a rock.
Honestly, you can say I am, but I just don't got that interest like other people do when it comes to those type of movies.
So what movies do you normally like then? If you're not like a superhero,
I feel like I'm way more of a TV show guy, but I mean, I saw
like
that,
The Sopranos, which is
I
a show.
Like The Sopranos.
I've never seen it, but I want to.
You actually should.
I heard it's like the best, pretty much the best show.
It is. It's like, it's just like mob in New Jersey and New York. Tony Soprano. Yeah. He's like He's a legend.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like, it's also one of those shows where it's like, it's a character development and it's the stories within it, you know? It's like, and it's also just like writing, and it's like, it's perfect, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
But, I feel like there's too much pressure on like new shows and movies to ever like overtake some like the goated shows and movies that,
yeah, that's were, not, like, yeah, a lot of shows that are considered the best are a lot older now.
Like, I think Breaking Bad's the best show of all time.
Oh yeah, I'm watching Breaking Bad right now for a second time. It's
better the second time.
Oh yeah,
I will say that.
Yeah, I'm watching the second time. Like, I know, like, I've watched this show in like grade 9 or 10, so it's like
good. Okay, so it's been some time. Yeah,
and now I just like completely forget so many scenes and so many characters, but yet you know what comes. Like,
yeah,
like, the amount of. Like, I'm in the second season. Like, I haven't even met Saul, and like, yeah. I haven't met Gus and stuff like that. So it's like, it's cool to see the characters that will come into it and how this will end. So
yeah.
Do you think there's... the second time watching it, I forgot how like a much of like a quiet and type weirdo guy Walt is when it comes not to making mess that he does.
His character development's insane, actually.
Like, he just gets some random chemistry teacher that gets bossed down around by his wife. And then he becomes
the best chef. Meth dealer of all time. Yeah. I think every character in that show is amazing. I hate Skyler, but like,
oh, her bro, role Skyler is... and her sister, Marie.
Oh, don't even get me started on Marie.
Low-key, Hank is, like, pretty jokes.
Yeah, but, like, if Hank was my uncle, like, I actually would hate him, I feel like.
Honestly, though, because that guy, you cannot bring up anything around him.
No. Like, dude, you know who, what are your thoughts on Walter Jr., like, Flynn? He actually has whatever, I forget the name of the disorder in the show that he has, but he's like,
does he have it in real life?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty incredible.
So it's kind of cool. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty inspiration for people with that type of, what, a cerebral, I don't even know how I'm going to say it wrong.
Cerebral. Something. I don't know what it's called, but.
Yeah, he kills it. But honestly, his character is like, when they first found out about that, about his cancer, Walt's cancer, who's like, Junior said some pretty like crazy stuff and stuff you always, obviously a TV show, but stuff you probably wouldn't say. Like, he was like, why don't you die already? He would just out with those like random one-liners, be like, oh shit. Like
the acting was phenomenal. Like, I literally believed their emotions, and we won't get like shows like that ever again, I feel like.
Oh no.
Like there's just things that you cannot do anymore, and we put too much pressure now, and I think the film industry is just oversaturated anyways. Like they're rebooting a bunch of shows that like happened a long time ago. Like there's a drama series now for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw like, it was on Twitter or something. It was like, people like, are you even like coming, like touching this type of subject when it comes to the show? Because like, I've actually never seen that show, but obviously.
You've never seen the original?
No.
Oh my God. What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You got to watch the original. The original, like with Will Smith, and it's insane. I mean, like, they took a comedy, a lighthearted, good TV show that was not ever really supposed to be taken serious, and they just added this nonsense dramatic component that just, it ruins the show. Like, it'll ruin its image. It sucks. But if you've never seen the original, then it's kind of hard for you to
honestly at. I haven't, but I saw on like Twitter being like, why is this even happening? Because like, obviously it's one of those shows where it's like, why would you touch it again, mess with it?
I feel like that's with a lot of things. Like, why like everything's being rebooted. Like, did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Oh my God. What have you watched? Anyways, How I Met Your Mother is, in my opinion, I think it's the best sitcom of all time. Others would probably say like Seinfeld or maybe Friends, but they have a How I Met Your Father reboot that just came out on like Hulu or something like that. And I haven't watched it, but I just heard that it sucks, and I fully believe it.
I recently watched Seinfeld.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm starting it. Like, I'm on season 4 or something.
Yeah, I think it's really funny. Also, Larry David, who made it with Jerry Seinfeld, he has his own show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and that's like probably one of my favorite comedies of all time. Yeah. My cat is named after Larry.
Oh, you have a cat.
Yeah, a cat named Larry.
I feel like I knew that, actually. Is that your only animal?
Yeah.
You only have one cat. You seem like someone who have like two dogs, like two like huskies. I don't know why.
Nah. Cat family.
Is that like for allergic reasons or like y'all just...
No.
I don't know. Would you ever get a dog? Do you like dogs?
Hmm?
Do you like dogs?
I love dogs. I love cats and dogs. I've just never had a dog. So I'm a cat.
If you could get a dog, what type of dog?
I don't know. I've always like, whenever I see German Shepherds, I feel like they're just like sick looking dogs. And I feel like anyone that walks the German Shepherds is like badass. I don't know why.
That's true. I feel like they're so hard to train, low key.
Yeah. And they also like don't live as long as other dogs.
No, the bigger the dog, the less life it'll have. Like smaller dogs tend to live longer. Like my dog, Tucker, he lived till like 17, 18 years.
That's impressive.
Which is kind of crazy if you think about that. Like
that's like 2 years younger than us.
I know. Like that is some crazy behavior. And I don't know. Like, well, like dog years, I don't know how many dog years is in a year, but like he was probably like in his like high hundreds for dog years.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird concept that like animals, the yearly cycle's quicker for them or whatever.
It is odd. I stick to just human years.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this guy at Thomas said, no shot I'm going to make it on time. Sorry, lads.
I wonder if maybe we give him a call and he wants to say one quick thing.
Should we?
If you want to, you can call him. I can always edit this in. We are also 0-2 in intramural basketball. We lost last week. Thomas also was not there. What are your honest thoughts of the game? And be brutally honest.
My honest thoughts are that we came in the first week thinking we can beat these guys, like completely. And then we realized we're four dudes who have zero chemistry with each other. And
on a basketball court.
One of us is recovering from a thumb injury, which was broken in baseball. And then the three other guys are just like, I'm playing like basketball, like I play off and on, but not as much in the winter, obviously. So I was playing the first time in a few months. And then you too, you said your first time playing in a while too. So it's like four guys coming in cold who don't have any chemistry.
And that's then
we faced a team like we thought was going to be bad. Not bad, but we thought we were going to smack them around. We didn't.
It's just that we're overconfident.
Yeah, and honestly...
And this leaks into our baseball games, too. Like, we always... Like, it's a Ryerson thing, I swear to God. We show up, oh, we're going to beat these guys. Like, these guys are nothing. And then we're overconfident, and then once one bad thing happens, we're done. You know that Drake song, Never Recover? That's literally us.
Yeah. But yeah, also, we faced the same opponent twice in a row. It's kind of weird and
stupid.
Honestly, the first game, we had them. I thought we were going to win. This dude hit a step back.
We played really well. Yeah.
And then the second game, we had a game plan, and the game plan was to leave this one guy more open than the other guys, and he ended up hurting us the most. So
Yeah, that guy took no shots in game one. and this is the second time we've played them, because we played them the week prior. And this guy was like mid, super mid. And then when we play him for game two of last week, he hits everything.
Yeah, it's very annoying. I think we just need a new opponent and get a – we need, honestly, a new opponent, and we just need to win, because
– I think we need to change our style. We need to have a style, you know what I mean? Like, we kind of just – everyone's playing in different ways. I think that's what's hurting us. Like, we are not one, right? Like, the team we played against, they were one. It was, let's get open shots. Let's create space, like – honestly, they didn't really drive to the net that much.
I was gonna think you said last time about pick and rolls, which is a good idea, because
yeah,
I'll find myself just running around, and like sometimes Singh is like, this is a style he plays with. You'll be open, but he'll just run by you. Like sometimes he makes the shots that look nice, but then sometimes it's not the best shot, but that's all right.
Singh's a hooper, but his shot selection's sometimes questionable.
Yeah.
I think, especially because it's 3v3, like pick and rolls are probably the most lethal thing you can do. Like it's 3-on-3 half court. I don't know about you guys, but I've always felt like I'm like a pick and roll player. So like, I know I'm setting picks for you guys, but I never receive picks. Just saying.
You know, but what? Next week, this is going to be different. I'm telling
next
you.
Next week, I think we're due for a win. When we win, it's going to go crazy. I don't know. It kind of sucks being the worst team in the league right now.
Let's not start saying that. But
also, Nikhil, who's in our program, he joined another team in the league, even though he asked to be on ours. Did you know that?
I don't know. He joined another team, no.
He literally joined like 2 days ago. Because Liam told me, he was like, damn, bro, he backstabbed y'all. I wasn't fazed by it, because no disrespect to Nikhil. Obviously, I'm joking, but he's 6'4", but flat-footed, bro. I can't have that on my team.
Also, I thought I saw a cast on his thumb, so you never know.
Yeah, but that could have been for drip effect.
But guess what? A little more motivation when we face his team then.
Yeah. Their team low-key could wash us, because they got some tall people on their team. Like, our team's not tall, if you think about it. Like, we're tall for, like, humans, but, like, for basketball players, we're, like, below average, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, how tall are you?
I think a game plan and a little more chemistry.
I think our chemistry improved a lot in last week's game.
Yeah, that first game was actually really good.
Like, honestly, our ball movement was crazy.
Sorry?
Our ball movement was crazy. But for game two, I mean, I can take full ownership. I feel like I sold on the defensive side. Like, I had, like, a turnover, maybe two. I tipped the ball out of bounds and, like, stuff like that.
But, yeah, I remember, like, the last basket. We were already done. It was, like, 10-5. And when they got the last basket to win, it was, like, the most sloppy play. Like, this guy tried to get through, and like I knocked it down, but I put it right back to him, and then
yeah,
this guy throws up a prayer and it just goes in. It's like, all right, that's the type of game that was. And yeah, also losing 2-0 and then looking at the score clock, we have like 20 minutes to play because we got 45 minutes for 3 games.
Yeah,
it's not a good feeling.
I keep thinking time's gonna be an issue, but like I just need to like force myself to understand that time is not an issue.
Oh yeah, not at all.
I honestly hate the entire way the league set up anyways. Like, it's up to 11 ones and twos, which make twos so much more valuable because the score to win so low.
Also, I don't really back the loser's ball.
No, I don't either. It puts no pressure on defense,
and it's just like, when you get a bucket, you kind of want to get on a roll, but you can't.
Exactly.
You know, like in these type of games, you play like street ball, it's like you'll go on like, you can go on runs that are like 5-0 because it's winner's ball.
Yeah.
But now you get a good tough bucket after getting like a stop, and now you got to give them another chance to score, and they might just score. And it's like, all right, like, could be us on offense. But
I honestly, I wish it was full court. I feel like full court would be so good for threes, actually. Like,
yeah,
a lot more space. You can actually go on fast breaks. Like, the problem with this is that, like, if I grab a board, then I got to go to the three-point line. Then I got to do this, got to do that. Like,
yeah,
I kind of just want to get the ball and run.
Yeah, or even full court, put one more guy in there.
Like, speed's not really a huge winning factor when you're playing half court, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, that team we played, those guys were not faster than us.
Oh, yeah, speed is literally out of the picture.
Which sucks.
It's literally like getting to the basket and shooting and playing defense. Like, obviously, those are three things that you have to do, but, like, you're not chasing down a team. You're literally resetting after every single basket, which is another thing. It's another thing that's pretty annoying. But yeah. What are you going to do? We don't make the rules.
I noticed you guys didn't wear your Rams baseball shirts. Could have gave a brother a heads up.
Wash because we had a practice on Sunday.
So you don't soak in your winning practice sweat and keep it?
Maybe that's what we should do next time.
I'm all
sweaty and just like
Do you believe in superstitions, like for sports? Like, you got to do this and like it'll pay off.
I don't know. I don't really have many. Like, only thing I can really think of is like when I go with the bat, I do the exact same. Like, tap the plate twice.
Yeah.
Like, but like, I don't. No, like, I wouldn't say, like, before a baseball game, I got to do this, got my, I don't know, jersey on, whenever, blah, blah, blah. Like, do you?
Honestly, I have a superstition for my baseball pants. Like, if we win a game, I don't like to wash them. That may sound, like, disgusting, but, like, in all seriousness, I think, I don't know, it's something I just don't do.
But, like, for baseball, people that don't know. Like, you'll go a whole turn without really washing your pants. So,
yeah.
Like, you'll go on Friday at a tournament, have perfectly white pants, and you'll end Sunday with, like, completely brown pants from the dirt. So,
and for, like, the OUA season, every weekend's pretty much a tournament, if you think about it.
Yeah, four games.
Like, we play four games, two Saturday, two Sunday. So, like, it is really a tournament. I wonder if we're going to play new teams next year, if our loop's still going to be like York, U of T, Laurentian.
I really hope we can play new teams.
I would love to play. I think
it'll be a lot more fun. And
I want to play Mac.
Yeah, I also just like, also like when I thought of like before school started and without COVID, the way like the league would work, I thought it'd be like, you're going to go to Guelph or Western and then you play a game there and like you can stay the night and hang out with your friends, you know?
Oh, that's what you thought it was going to be?
Well, yeah, obviously COVID's completely like disrupted that. But you know what I mean? Like going, like taking a team bus to Guelph or whatever you want to do, Laurier, and you play there, you know? I feel like it's also just better for
to get
to know your teammates and just team chemistry, more of a bonding type thing.
What are your thoughts on our team's team chemistry?
I think it took a while this season.
Yeah, to say that. For sure.
Like, I would say stress in the playoffs was a lot better. Obviously, it's playoffs, it's different, but I don't know. I feel like just because the COVID, like, you really didn't meet as many guys and you don't know as many guys as well as you probably wanted to. Like, when you think of a team, you're a family and I don't know. So you just know each other and you're not like, yeah, I don't know how to say it, but you're like a family and you have chemistry and everything works when it works.
Yeah. Like, you do everything together. You know each other like off the field, which I feel like we, like for our team, we don't really know everyone off the field.
Yeah. And it's also, I feel like it's also harder because we're in the city. And a lot of people are not living in downtown Toronto. So, like,
yeah,
like our boy Singh, who plays with us in intramural basketball, this guy is literally taking the GO train in to play basketball. So it's just like an example of, we can't call this guy up and be like, yo, let's go to this bar, you know? This guy lives.
Which I think is like a huge, like that's one of the bad things about going to a school in the city. Like,
yeah, honestly,
not everyone's like there, you know?
Yeah. And it just seems like a Ryerson. Obviously, again, COVID really messed it up for us, but like, I don't see myself going to as many like strictly Ryerson chills or parties, you know? I don't know about you. Because you obviously lived in residence. I guess that might be different.
But no, I didn't live in res.
First year?
I stayed home.
True. Okay, then second year. You're...
Yeah. I moved out second year. But it's still like COVID has just played a very significant role, and you either blossomed with it or like it just like took you under the rug.
Yeah. So, and honestly, kind of hard to blossom. Like, especially in Canada and where we are, it's not like US where they didn't really give a fuck. Like this year we literally like opened and you're ready to go back to school, and then we spend another semester online. Now we're just like, we're in the second year or second semester of our second year. We're almost spending half of our degree online.
Yeah.
Which is like I've talked to my
crazy,
like my, yeah. Like my brother's 26 or turned 26, 25, 26 in this month. And he didn't get affected by COVID in school. And like you talk to his friends or anything, it's like, sounds insane that you haven't been on campus. And like the way you started meeting people for the first year was literally just seeing them over Zoom.
Yeah. Too much time has passed where like you almost like lose motivation. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just don't really care anymore.
Honestly,
it kind of sucks. Like, it wasn't supposed to be like this. Like, I remember being like grade 11 or 12 being like, man, like, oh, I got into this school, I'm going to do this. Like, even with my friends, like, everyone had such high expectations and had this like, they had like these high expectations, and they just, I don't know, COVID just took everything out of the factor.
Yeah, it's just an unfortunate situation that we couldn't do anything about.
Should we GTFO?
I think we should. I think we had a good talk today. I kind of liked it how it wasn't as much about sports. Like when it That's comes to talking straight like NBA and MLB.
Yeah. I actually was going to talk about the MLB lockout, but I don't know. I feel like nothing.
Maybe we can say that for next time.
Yeah, that's true. All right, guys. Be sure to tune in next week. We're back to weekly episodes. Adios.